When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 16th edition. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. The Diamondbacks are great. The Nationals helped out a little. Still, the late West Coast games are still kind of wrapping things up here, so not getting as much love at the moment, but you never know if we have their pitching. Was a mess as expected. Gomber was actually kind of decent. Lyles was kind of decent. If you're in the Slack chat, we made pivots on things. We got a lot of calls right. It was a good day overall for some. For others, not so much. But that's the beauty of MLB DFS. It's a day-to-day grind. It's always something. And what's going to be something is we have a 14-game slate. 14 games on a Friday. It's like they say nature is healing. Baseball is healing. We have a Friday afternoon Wrigley game and a 14-game slate. It's almost like normalcy has hit baseball for the first time this season. Let's just hope everything happens because I already have – four places where weather could get interesting. Hopefully if that doesn't take place and make us have like a 10-game slate, which is still fun, but it alters things, as we saw thanks to the Mets for the second time this season on Thursday morning. They wait until 10 minutes after start time to, instead of just, you know, let's wait it out for a couple hours. Oh, we're just going to postpone the darn thing. Screw it. We're done. So that's always fun. Always fun stuff there. But 14 games. We're going to break it down. I got eight pitchers we're going to talk about. I got about eight or nine stacks I like. We're going to talk some batters. First look type stuff here. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. I'll answer them when I can. If it's getting close to lock, it means I'm in the Slack chat. So I'm probably not going to answer your questions on Twitter. And I'm not also going to list off a bunch of players on Twitter. If you've got like specific questions, I'll help you out. Otherwise, come join us in the crew or take notes when you listen to Quick Hits. So check that out if you want to get in the Slack chat. It's free. Just hit me up. Give me your email. We'll get you in there. If you can give a rate and review on iTunes for the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. That's kind of the way that keeps this thing moving. It's free. So if we want to keep things free and not me reading off millions of ads, which might happen sooner than later, I might have a couple here for you pretty soon, actually. But I only read ads to things I like. I don't just go out there and throw a bunch of, you know, Cialis commercials out there for you. I make sure they're things that I'd be interested in using and I enjoy. So might have a few coming up for you. But if you rate review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. Also, if you'd like to watch the podcast instead of listen to it, RotoBaller YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff over there. Check out my written content at rotoballer.com. And also Bench with Bubba. If you guys are playing season-long fantasy baseball, don't miss out on Bench with Bubba. 2 to 3 episodes a week. Always covering the stuff to keep you up to date. Waiver wires, all that good stuff. So check it out. Benched with Bubba. All kinds of good stuff. But just follow me on Twitter. You'll get the goods there. All right, everybody. 14 games. Let's get cracking. I got 9 total so far. Some new pitchers, some things up still in the air that don't have totals yet, but Cardinals, Phillies, total of 9. Indians, Reds, total of 9. Orioles, Rangers, total of 9. Pirates, Brewers, 8.5. Blue Jays, Royals, 8.5. Tigers, A's, 8.5. Astros, Mariners, 8. Dodgers, Padres, 8. So we got some good totals for pitching, some good totals for hitting. It's what we love about these big slates. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Everybody's happy. Let's get to the pitching on this slate. You have Jacob DeGrom, $11,000 in Coors Field. Dun, dun, dun. If you want to be contrarian in a GPP, go for it. I'm not going to play him. I'm going to save some cash, go elsewhere. The Rockies' bats have been bad. They've been bad, but they've got a couple home runs off Urias on Thursday night, which is great. Obviously, DeGrom's not Urias, and Urias is not DeGrom. It's not Finkel. It's Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Definitely different pitchers, but going to Coors Field, I'm just going to avoid it. 11K steep. Like, if you can get him for 9 something, we'd be talking, but 11K, I'm not paying it. Sorry, DeGrom. Love you, buddy. Make me happy. Walker Buehler at 10-7, I'm going to pass on as well. I respect the Padres offense enough, and you never know what they're going to do with Buehler. Could be a good play. I'm actually not playing any 10K pitchers. Scherzer, no. Or Keedy at 10-1, no. If you want to play these guys in tournaments, sure. I think there's ways to save some cash and still have some very good lineups. So that's the way I'm going about it. You're going to listen to other podcasts and other highly reputable sites. They like to go with the chalk, folks, or not all the time, but a lot of the times are the big flashy names. So you're going to play those guys. We're going to play other people. We're going to be different. And we're going to start with Steven Matz at $9,300. He might be popular, but I love the fact he's $9,300. That'll turn a lot of people off right out the gate. He's at Kansas City, a team that we saw hit around a lefty on Thursday. But Matz has been outstanding. It's a guy I've always kind of liked. It's just a matter of the pitch mix with him and locating his heavy sinker. Well, the pitch mix has changed a lot this year, and he's showing it very, very well. He's on six innings in both starts, at least 90 pitches in both starts this year against the Angels and at Texas, 18.7 and 31.9 points because he had 4 and 9 strikeouts. So he's been very, very effective going against a Kansas City team that we know has a ton of swing and miss, ton of swing and miss. They're not a patient team. They're either going to put the ball in play or they're going to swing. Like, they're not walking a ton unless you're just being really, really bad. So I think a guy like Steven Matz at $9,300 has some nice GPP appeal. Zach Eflin. I'm a big Zach Eflin fan. I kind of like the idea of using him on Thursday if the weather was okay because he's a discount. Now he's $8,600 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Color me intrigued. The Cardinals bats don't overly scare me. You got Eflin at home. Strikeout upside at $8,600 in play for me. Before I go any farther, see if you're still listening. Here's the weather I forgot to tell you about. Tampa Bay at the Yankees, blowing out to right field about 11 miles an hour, about 25% chances of rain. Arizona, Washington, wind blowing in from left field about 11 miles an hour. White Sox, Red Sox, the Battle of the Sox. Wind blowing in from left field at 12 miles an hour, 55% chances of rain. That one's going to be interesting to watch. Toronto, Kansas City, our Steven Matz matchup, about 50% chances of rain. Keep an eye on that. And then Mets at Rockies, Coors Field, about 20% chances of rain. That dies off as the evening goes on. I'd be kind of surprised if that one's an issue. The main ones I'm concerned about is Kansas City and Boston. So maybe Steven Matz is even off the radar, off the list when we get going. And you go to Zach Eflin at $8,600. Or we go to our buddy Disco, Anthony DeSclafani, $8,100 at the Miami Marlins. Disco has been great this year. At San Diego, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 Ks. Last time out against Colorado at home, 6 innings, no runs, 8 Ks. He had 29 points last time, 13 the time before. What I'm liking is pitching has been so nasty this year. Like, beyond nasty. Even aces are getting hit. You're going to have a couple guys tonight that'll be really good. Otherwise, it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. So I'm trying to target guys that I like their floors with their upsides. DeSclafani's that guy. The Miami Marlins bats have been playing really well. There's no hiding that at all. But you got Disco. That's limiting damage. He's getting some strikeouts. He's a heavy ground ball pitcher. He's got a 2-to-1 ground ball to fly ball ratio in each game so far this year, which is outstanding. He went 94 pitches his last time out, so he's all stretched out, good to go. And $8,100 against the Miami Marlins. Again, an offense that I respect. I'll take my chances in that matchup with DeSclafani at his price point. Okay, going a little cheaper now, JT Brubaker at the Milwaukee Brewers, $7,500. A Brewers team that is just injured everywhere. Colton Wong's down. We'll see if Yelich plays. His back's been acting up. Kane's gone for a little bit here. So you got Avi and JBJ playing every day. It's a mess of a team. If you want to attack Brubaker, I get it. But their offense has been super inconsistent. And another team striking out a ton, like a lot of strikeouts. You get Brubaker. He's faced the Cubs and then at Cincinnati, 15 or more points in both games, 4 or more Ks in both games, good ground ball stuff in both games, giving up 1 run each in both games. With 74 pitches his last time out, 82 the time before. So you expect 5 to 6 innings, probably 85 to 90 pitches, hopefully, against Milwaukee. That should swing and miss a ton. So $7,500 for Brubaker, I'll take my chances in a tournament. This is what I'm talking about. These are the pitchers we have. There's not like the lockdown guys. If DeGrom was at home, I'd pay 11K for him tomorrow, like out the gate, or yesterday, or whatever day it was, I'd pay 11K for it. It's just a matter of, I'm not going to pay that much for Coors Field when I want to get bats because there's a lot of great spots to attack bats tonight. So give me these floor pitchers like Brubaker and company that might be able to put me up 20 points, and I'm in. Next up on this list, and this one I think is a big mispricing. I know the matchup's a little terrifying to some, but you say, I say, we say, Kikuchi, $7,200 at home against the Houston Astros. A Houston Astros team that we'll have to keep an eye on it might be missing some players still because of this little thing called COVID. You heard of it? It's around. So they might be, because some of the stories have been it's reactions to the vaccine. Some of them are saying it's contact tracing. Some might have it. We don't know. They're not releasing anything, but Jordan Alvarez, Altuve, Bregman, like you just go down the list. They are missing some big pieces of that team. We saw Michael Fulmer do okay with them. And Kikuchi, the thing with him, he's faced a couple good teams, and he's got the job done. Like, the Giants aren't world beaters. They're hitting lefties well. He gave up 3 runs against the Giants in 6 games, but struck out 10. Got to 23 points. He faced the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota. They have this guy called Nelson Cruz. Loves hitting lefties. They have some decent bats. Miguel Sano strikes out a lot, can smash a lefty. Like, they have some bats there. He went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 6 Ks. Got you 17.3 points. I love the floor Kikuchi brings into the action. Any pitcher on any given day can get blown up. So don't come at me with like, oh, you said, but no. We have a floor we can picture. There's always a hole that can fall out of the bottom of the floor. That's baseball at its finest. But all we can go into is thinking of what floor do they have. Kikuchi is not a $7,200 pitcher on the slate. He's better than JT Brubaker. He could be better than DeSclafani, the way he's got strikeout upside. I'd put him close to Zach Eflin for me. But I'm also biased. Kikuchi's velocity's up. He's been intermixing the pitch mix a lot more. We saw it towards the end of 2020. I loved him for season long. We talked about him on bench with Bubba a lot. We've been playing him in DFS. I'm going to keep playing him at this price point. I know Houston's this world beater, but even if they have their full lineup, I'm still inclined at this price point because at $7,200, he doesn't have to be great. If he's like 92, you need 25 points or something out of him. You want 25 points out of him. At $7,200, it's like, give me 15 and see what else we can do, buddy. Like, let's rock. So $7,200 for Kikuchi, big fan of this one. I'm probably going to be invested in him quite a bit. Okay, a couple more here as we're getting a little dicier as you get farther down the list. Jeff Hoffman at 7K at home against Cleveland. Remember, Cleveland loses the DH. So either Framil Reyes has to play the outfield or they lose that bat in the lineup. It's big. Hoffman has gotten hit around a bit this year, but he also has a ton of strikeouts, ton of strikeout upside. So he's a GPP play for sure. Taylor Widener at Washington, that offense is not great. You got Soto, of course, Bell. There's good bats if they get going. It's just very, very hit and miss with them. But Widener at $6,700, you could use him in a tournament if you feel like it. Right now, I really wouldn't go below Kikuchi. The only guy I'm intrigued by, but watch the weather, obviously, in Boston. It's a guy I usually don't play, if you've listened to the show long enough or in recent years, because I don't like his control. He's very, very all over the place. But his stuff is electric. And so if he can fine-tune it, he's outstanding. And that's Dylan Cease. He's gone 4 2/3 in both starts this year, getting up 1 run and 3 runs, walked 3 in both games, but struck out 6 and struck out 3. He's got 16 points and 6 points. Big differences. The thing is, he's gone over 90 pitches both starts. Big fan of that. And he's only $6,300. This is, again, similar to my argument with Kikuchi. If Cease gives up a little bit, is what it is, he's $6,300. It's just a matter of don't walk a lot of guys, be more efficient. These are things that he's had problems with forever. That's the thing with Cease. When he's locked in, he has the upside to put up 25 to 30 points. We've seen it with Dylan Cease. We've also seen the 5-point outings like we've already seen this year. That's what Dylan Cease does. But at $6,300, I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. If you can go like Cease and Kikuchi and know the risks, know the risk. Like Kikuchi, I feel a lot more confident about the floor, where Cease is, the floor is low, 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 low. Like babies could probably crawl up on it type stuff. But the upside is tremendous with Dylan Cease. Like his ceiling, it's definitely higher than Hoffman, definitely higher than Widener, higher than Brubaker. Could be higher than DeSclafani. I'd almost argue higher than Eflin. Like Dylan Cease, there were times last year he was an 8 or 9K pitcher. Like he's that good. 6,300 at Boston. Yeah, make sure the weather's there. We got that. So recapping your pitching on this slate, I'm avoiding the big dogs. I'm saving some money for bats. Might be a bad move. If you want to pay for the big guys, go for it. Not gonna fight you off with that. Not what I'm doing. Steven Matson, 93. Big fan of that against Kansas City. If you want to save some cash or get the weather scares you off, Zach Eflin at 86. Like that a lot against St. Louis. You got DeSclafani against the Marlins. That's a very nice floor play with a little bit of upside. You have the JT Brubaker at Milwaukee. A lot of strikeout upside against that Brew Crew team. An injured, swing and miss happy Brew Crew team. And then a couple of my favorites. Yusei Kikuchi at $7,200. Huge fan of that. At home against a depleted Houston team. They could get their guys back. They could. Which means it just lowers his ownership even more, which means happier me. That's what we're going to roll with on a 14-game slate. So you got that with Kikuchi. You got Widener if you want. You got Hoffman. Those are only if like you're doing a lot of tournaments and stuff. I'm probably not really too invested in Hoffman and Widener, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they put together some good games. And last but not least, Dylan Cease at 63. I'm telling you, he could get destroyed. But A, what he gives you for a discount at $6,300 and the ceiling, like the combination is just pretty, pretty awesome. So I like all of that right there. All right, let's get at it. Let's get into the bats on this 14-game slate. Catcher's position, obviously, there's going to be a ton of plays. I might miss some. Again, the Slack chat's great for this. Guys ask questions like, hey, you didn't miss this guy. What do you think? Oh, yeah, my bad. Like, here we go. Like, we break them down in there. It doesn't happen every day, but, like, if guys have questions, I'm active. If guys don't have questions, I got my day job. I'll go play golf. I'm good with whatever. So if you got questions, hit me up in there. It's a lot easier, and it's good just for everyone to see them and share the information, which is pretty awesome by their little community that's over there. Catcher's position, I don't mind Grandal at $4,900 versus Pivetta. If you want to pay up, or even your Mercedes at 48, one of the White Sox catching options, you can go there in his matchup. Otherwise, it's the usual. Like, I kind of just want to save some cash. If you want to go Mitch Garber, if you're stacking Minnesota, I only like Garber if you're stacking Minnesota. He's 45 versus Heaney. I'm always game for a fade Heaney. I'm not, like, on a 14-game slate, I'm not running to fade Heaney. But if you want to use Minnesota against Heaney, I get it. I'm all aboard that option. Farther down, though, like Gary Sanchez at 42 is intriguing against Michael Wacha. Sanchez, he's the total GPP play. We know that, but he's actually been quite productive this season. He's got four double-digit games, a couple homers, hitting 265. He's $4,200. If he's hit by like fifth or sixth in the Yankees order, Wacha's not good. Like, it's the Yankees are going to be a popular stack, so Sanchez at 42, he does come to light in that one. Wilson Ramos at 39. If you're not using Brubaker, Omar Narvaez at 38. Like that one a lot. Narvaez is swinging the bat really well. He's cash game viable, GPP viable, a one-off viable. Narvaez at 38 is a very solid play. If you're not using, like, Wilson Ramos is on fire. You just keep plugging Ramos in, but Narvaez not too shabby either. Cheaper options at the position, Tucker Barnhart, but that's a lefty-lefty. If you want to use Dom Nunez against DeGrom at 36, I won't tell you no because it's Coors, but you really it wouldn't shock me because it's Coors, but I'm going to avoid that one at 36. If there's 26, I'd be very, very inclined, but not at 36. And then other than that, I'd say see the lineups like Roberto Perez versus Hoffman at 32. You can get some savings there. Maybe a Mejia versus King at 3K. Stallings versus Hauser at 28 is probably a really good punt. I doubt Higgy catches tonight. If he does, he's 28 versus Wacha. So Higgy and Stallings both at 28, I can get behind those for sure if you're looking to save some cash. And then like Jansen and Kirk for Toronto versus Minor. Kirk's 2,600 and Jansen's 27. You can go there too. So there's about four catchers under 3K you can definitely use if you're looking for some serious savings at the catcher's position. Even Kirk, I'd call Kirk and Stallings probably cash game viable if you want to save some cash. First base position, Abreu, like the White Sox versus Pivetta, I have no problem with. Just make sure the game plays. Mancini went deep on Thursday. He's 5,200 versus Fulte. Fulte got hit around his first start. Looked like an ace his second start. That's what guys like Fulte do. That's kind of why we talked about certain pitchers, the good, the bad, the floors, the ceilings. I'm inclined to go with the floor for a guy like Fulte more often than not. So Mancini at 52, definitely if you're stacking Baltimore. Not so much cash game, but if you're stacking, go for it. Vladito, he went deep on Thursday. He's $4,900 versus Minor. We can definitely attack Minor if you're feeling frisky. So Vladito at 49, he's in play. Jared Walsh at 48 if you're stacking L.A. Anaheim. Thorpe's making the start, and then you get some bullpen in that one. Love Philadelphia. Love Philadelphia. West Philadelphia, born and raised. Love it tonight because Carlos Martinez is starting for St. Louis. Like, we loved targeting Patrick Corbin on Thursday because he's old and broken. Carlos Martinez is the Webster Dictionary version of broken pitcher. Like, give me Reese Hoskins at 47. We're going to talk some more Phillies in this one. But Reese's pieces, big look tonight. Always love playing Shohei Ohtani. He's playing really well at 46. But Reese is at 47, very much in play. Nate Lowe keeps hitting. He's only 45 versus Lopez. Good if you're doing a Texas stack. I don't dislike it at all. Nate Lowe, 17 points on Thursday. Had a handful, or on Wednesday, he probably had another double-digit game on Thursday. He was swinging it good. So you can look at Lowe for sure at 4,500. Don't dislike that. Cheaper options at the position, like Matt Olson, if you're stacking Oakland, Jose Urania is not good. So $4,400, I wouldn't be shocked if we see Olson find the seats in that one either. A lot of these games is finding your stacks, and if you want a couple one-offs here and there, if you're on a slate like this, if you're going with one-offs, make sure they have at least dong upside, if not double dong upside. in tournaments. That's what you're looking for. So you make your stacks, and if you're looking at upside plays, like Ronald Acuna is a one-off because you know what he can do. You don't play like Nick Ahmed as a one-off, that kind of stuff. Nick Ahmed's maybe a part of a stack if you want to. Probably wouldn't do that either, but if you want to, fine, but not so much a one-off. So think about that when you're building your lineups as well. Other first baseman to target on this slate, switch it in Carlos Santana, maybe. Miguel Sano in a tournament, he went deep on Thursday. 4K versus Heaney, I like that. We know how Miggy can rake. If you're not using Kikuchi, Yuli Gurriel's a good cash game play at $3,900. His OBP is through the roof, which is what you're looking for in cash, so you can go there. Josh Bell at 36 versus Widener, I like that quite a bit. If you're not using Cease, Bobby Dalbec in a tournament at 36. Bell more cash and tournament, Dalbec more just tournament only. So I like those for discounts. So another discount at first base, Colin Moran at 35. Put up a decent cash game play on Thursday. You can go back to him in cash on Friday against Adrian Hauser. Don't mind that. And then, like, you know, if you're not using Di Sclafani, Garrett Cooper at 34 does have some appeal the way he's swinging the bat right now. You can go that direction if you so choose. Other than that, like, oh, yeah, 3K for my boy Jose Marmolejos or Marmolejos. 3K for Jose Marmolejos against Urquidy. That's a GPP value if you're looking for it. Only a GPP, though. And then Rowdy Tellez probably not playing lefty-lefty, but keep an eye on that because he's dirt cheap as well. All right, second base position, Ryan McMahon and Coors at 5,600 against DeGrom. I can't stomach that price tag. I'm sorry. He went deep. He took Urias deep on Thursday. But, man, Colorado's expensive, and they're facing DeGrom. It might be the lowest you ever see Colorado owned. So if you want to be really contrarian, I get it, but that's a tough one. Make sure you're making a few lineups. That's all I got to say. But saving some cash, Tommy Edman at 51 is tough to stomach too. Like, I love him. If he was like 44, I'd be in. 51's a little steep, but if you're stacking St. Louis, sure. Whit Merrifield versus Mats, if you're not using Mats, he's 54. I like that too. It's just expensive. Expensive for some of these guys. Marcus Semien at 48, if you're stacking Toronto. Like, none of these are really one-offs for me. These are all stack pieces so far when you're talking second base. Cheaper guys, though, like Nick Solak went deep again on Thursday, swinging a really hot stick. He's 4,400. Donovan Solano at 43. These are both nice little plays here. So Solak at 44, though, I like that quite a bit if you're looking in that direction. Going below 4K now, or Jed Lowry's 41. You can definitely go there. Like, him and Olsen, both lefties versus Urena. You can have some fun with that. Lowry's price creeping up at $4,100. I don't mind Lowry as a one-off because I can see double-digit upside, home run upside. I don't know if there's double dong upside, but second base, you don't get that a ton. If you want, like, Jazz Chisholm, who is just taking the world by storm, he's 39 versus Di Sclafani. That's a great price point. That is a phenomenal price point. Jazz Chisholm at 39. If you're not using Disco, like that a lot. Jonathan India at 38. I just prefer Chisholm for 100 more because of his spot in the lineup. India is a good play too, but Chisholm at 39 versus India at 38. I can go with, if you're fading Bueller or you want to get frisky, Cronenworth's only 37. So that's not too shabby if you're looking to save a little bit of cash. And then other than that, like Adam Frazier versus Hauser at 35. Frazier's swinging it really well. He's averaging almost 9 points per game. He had 7 points on Thursday, 7, 19, 11, 7 over his last four, then 2, 14, 10. Very, very productive for $3,500. So he's kind of got a cash game appeal against Hauser. If you're stacking Pittsburgh, Frazier should be in it. $3,500, nice piece of savings there. In that matchup, Jose Urquidy only at, or Ty France only $3,400 versus Urquidy. Always like France in tournaments if you want to get different, especially at $3,400. That's a good cheaper. See, Ty France has double dong upside. Like, we've seen it with Ty France. He's $3,400. So that's the kind of guy you can look for. Third base position, again, McMahon's 56. That's steep, folks. Like, Rafael Devers, if you're not using Cease, Devers is 54. I'd rather go there than McMahon at 56, personally. But in reality, I'd rather go to Justin Turner at 52. He took Gomber deep on Thursday, $5,200. He had 21 points on Wednesday, 0, 14, 20. He is swinging it hot, hitting close to 400 right now with four homers on the year. Turner at $5,200, that's a phenomenal play at that price point against Weathers. And then San Diego bullpen is no joke, but that's a good price point there for Turner. Kyle Seager versus Kitty at 5K, don't hate that. Jose Ramirez, though, like, if you're not using Turner, which is fine, I really like Jose Ramirez. Like, I might like Ramirez more, actually, ballpark and matchup considered, because he gets Great American Small Park against Hoffman, and then that Reds bullpen that's been a mess. Ramirez went deep on Thursday for 21 DK points. Then he kind of missed a few games, and he had to come some home runs. He's been very, very up and down, but $4,900 for Ramirez in that ballpark on a slate like this, That's a very intriguing price point. So I like that with Ramirez at 49 hundo. Longoria versus lefty at 47. If you're stacking the Giants, don't forget that for sure. He's been mashing this year, especially lefties. Moncada 46 versus Pivetta. So I like this kind of like mid to upper 4K range. If you want to save some money, you can definitely find some good options here. If you're stacking Oakland, you could switch it up with a righty and Chapman. I don't hate it to be a little different. You can definitely look there. See if Donaldson's the lineup for Minnesota. He's only 42 versus Heaney. That could be a nice value. Culberson, I wrote him up in the DK article this on Thursday. He went deep again. So he's gone deep in two of his last three. He's putting up some points fantasy-wise. I don't know if he'll play with the righty starting, but if he does, he's 41 hundo against Lopez. So that could be a play for you. A few others. Alec Baum's only 39 versus Martinez. That's an outstanding play. That's like cash game viable type stuff. Josh Harrison, second base, third base at 39. I keep playing him. He went deep again on Thursday. He's hitting fifth in that Washington lineup. Just been very, very productive since he came back from COVID IL. It's three straight double-digit games. Been very, very, very good. I think he's got multi-hit games in three straight as well. So Harrison at 39 is another value at second base and third base. If you're looking to build there, Heimer Candelario at 38 is a decent discount in his matchup. Philip Evans, only 3,600 versus Hauser. He's third base outfield eligible. Good price point there for Philip Evans. You could take advantage there. Hunter Dozier, 35 hundo, had a nice game on Thursday. Double, drove in some runs. Maybe he's going to start heating up. He's only 35, so that's a decent discount versus Steven Matz if you're fading Matz. Definitely give that one some consideration. Rougned Odor in Yankee Stadium with the short right porch. Second base, third base eligible. There's Michael Waka, 29 hundo. 29 hundo for Rougned Odor. That's a nice value. Nice value, second base, third base for Rougned Odor. So keep an eye on those ones. Shortstop position. You got Trey Turner, Corey Seager. Not bad, sure. You got Francisco Lindor and Coors versus Chichi Gonzalez at 54. I can see that as a good option. Tim Anderson at 53 versus Pivetta. As usual, shortstop is top heavy, so keep that in mind. Tatis should be back. I'm going to wait and see there because I don't trust that at all, the way his shoulder healed, quote-unquote, so fast. But Lindor and Anderson, Bogaerts at 52. You can go there. If you want to be different and a guy that won't get paid for, Eugenio Suarez is up to 51 hundo against Allen. I think that's a sneaky nice play. Sneaky nice in a tournament at 5,100 for Suarez if you can afford him because he's got that massive double-dong upside in Great American Small Park, starting things off versus a lefty. I think it's quite appealing in his matchup. Bo Bichette, I'll keep rolling out there at 5K. That boy can't just flat out hit. So I like that quite a bit at 5,000. Saving some cash. Didi Gregorius, only 44 versus Carlos Martinez. Philadelphia, they're not that expensive. Like, they're not cheap, but they're not that expensive compared to some other options. So don't hate that at 44. Gleyber Torres at 43 if you're stacking Yankees. Gleyber's always forgotten about. He's cheap compared to a lot of the rest. So keep that in mind. Sub 4K now. Willie Adames at 37. He's swinging it pretty well over the last few days. You can go that direction. Eric Gonzalez, he's 36, hit an RBI double on Thursday. If you're looking for some more savings, Miguel Rojas at 35 for Miami versus Disco, if you're going that route. But one I do like, if you're not using Brubaker, a little bit of cash viability here as well. 33 hundo for Luis Urias. They traded Orlando Arcia, so now he started playing every day. He's hit safely in two straight games. But he seems like he's been hitting better than that. He's got 8 points, 22 points, 13 points, 9 points, 6 points in his last five. So 6 or more points in 5 straight games, 9 or 8 or more in 4 straight at $3,300. That's not too shabby against Brubaker and that Pittsburgh bullpen. If you're looking for a cheaper shortstop, even cash game upside, like in reality for cash at shortstop, I usually pay up a little more. For most definitely pay up some more. But if you need to save Luis Urias at 33 hundo, I don't hate that when you're really breaking things down. And then Ramon Urias at Baltimore at 28. If you're stacking, I wouldn't use him as a one-off, but if you're stacking, you can go there for sure. All right, let's head to the outfield, which you'll have way too many players. Way too many players in the outfield. I might just start naming guys off. Check them off if you'd like. JD Martinez, yes. Juan Soto, yes. Mike Trout, yes. You could go to Betts, but I prefer the top three. It's funny, Byron Buxton's the fourth most expensive guy. He's day-to-day, hasn't played in three games, so keep an eye on that. But, like, Nick Castellanos at 55, that's an outstanding play. Probably will get overlooked in this price range. He's swinging it well, gets the lefty Allen. Don't mind that one iota. You got Cruz versus a lefty at 54. I prefer Casty, actually, tonight than Cruz, but something to keep in mind. Bryce Harper at 52 versus Carmart, that's pretty solid as well. Going below 5K, and then Dom Smith up to 5K is in Coors. That's right. That makes sense. Dom Smith and Coors at 5K versus Chi-Chi and the Mets. They priced him up. They didn't mess around on this one. That's good to see at least. You got a Rosarena at 48 versus King. That's not a bad value going into Yankee Stadium in that situation. A few other ones here. Schwarber's 46. If you're stacking Washington, I don't hate it. We mentioned Shohei earlier at 46. Grisham's been crushing it, but he's 45 versus Buehler. So I wonder if Buehler can calm him down or if you want to go tournament and see if he stays hot. Grisham's been just straight raking. Meadows is down to 4,400 versus King. That's a good price point for sure. Joey Gallo only 44 versus Lopez. Very good price point as well. Get on board with that. A few others here. Eddie Rosario in Great American Small Park against Hoffman at 43 is an outstanding price point. Like, that's Cleveland-Cincinnati game. That is very intriguing with those two pitchers on the mound. And I like Allen quite a bit. But he's also very hittable, and who knows how long he's in for the game. And with no DH, he'll have to pinch hit for him eventually. Lots of questions there. So between Cleveland and Cincinnati on a slate this size, that's some good low ownership you can play with in that ballpark. So keep an eye on those ones kind of as a sneakier side of things. Mark Conner's only 42. Conforto's only 42 in Coors. So I don't mind that 1 second in Coors versus Chi-Chi for Conforto at 42. That's a mispricing. Cedric Mullins at 42 is not bad either. Brandon Nimmo at only 41 in Coors is a massive mispricing. Nimmo is an OBP god right now, a double-digit scoring machine. So you can get Nimmo at 41 in Coors. That's a cash game lock. Might just be a lock everywhere. That's a one-off, folks. Conforto is struggling a bunch, but 42 is still very cheap for Coors, so keep that in mind as well. When we get to the bottom of the 4K range and drop in, Alex Verdugo at only 4K. If you're not playing Cease, that's a great price point. Cash game upside in that one. Definitely a part of a Boston stack with Verdugo if you're not using Cease. Santander at 4K is also a nice price point. Laureano's been swinging it well. You got Grichik versus Minor at 38. Don't hate it. Keep sliding down. If you're not using Brubaker, Avisel Garcia is 37. Akil Badu is only 37, so he's definitely still in play versus Montas. Don't hate that at all. Mentioned Philip Evans earlier. He's third base outfield for Pittsburgh. He's 36. He's really been swinging it well. Aaron Hicks probably hitting third for the Yankees. Only 3,600 versus Waka. That's a cash game play, folks, and definitely a part of stacks in their situation. So 3,600 for Hicks. Get on board there. Nixon Zell at 34 is a nice price point versus Allen. Very cheap compared to some of the other Reds with Casty and Suarez and some of the others we talked about. Good price point there for Senzel. JBJ is 34 versus Brubaker. If you're stacking against Brubaker, sure, but not sure I'm running to that. A few more as we drop to the bottom of the 3K range here. Jorge Soler in a tournament, maybe at 33. Don't hate that. Dylan Carlson at 32 versus Eflin. That's got some good appeal for the price point. And the upside with Carlson, I don't hate that at 32. A few others. Mitch Haniger's on fire. He's 3,200 bucks. That's a good GPP play, especially for the price point. A really good look there. Manny Margot only 3,100 versus King. Margot had a double-digit night on Thursday, so I don't mind. 3,100 for that matchup is really good for Margot. I like that quite a bit. DJ Stewart's 31 versus Fulte, definitely a tournament play with DJ Stewart hitting second for Baltimore against Fulte. Lefties can crush Fulte, so 3,100 for Stewart. Lots of value, as usual, in the outfield, so keep that in mind. Again, if I miss anybody, hit me up in the chat or something. We'll talk them over. So there's a bunch of guys here. I'm just kind of looking at them, kind of going, yeah, maybe, no, yeah, maybe. I could see the arguments. Okay, if you're stacking, sure. Like Tommy Pham is 27. He's been garbage, but 27, there's a little bit of appeal there. But our boy, still not enough. Adolis Garcia, he went deep on Thursday. He's up $700. He's 2,700, probably hitting cleanup against Lopez. Plug and play. Cash game, tournaments. Adolis Garcia at 27. Keep running that train, folks. Like that one quite a bit, but I'll wrap it up there. Check it out. Ask me some questions later if you got some more, but we'll recap the pitching for this 14 game slate. Steven Matz at 93, F1 86, Disco 81, Brubaker 75, love me some Kikuchi at 72. You got Hoffman and Widener, and then Cease at 63. I think I'm going to be I like Matz a lot, but I think the idea of Eflin, Kikuchi, Cease for now. We'll kind of wait and see what lineups look like, do some more stuff along those lines as we get closer to lock on Friday. If you're looking to stack it up, there's a lot of them. You got Oakland versus Urena, very much in play. The Mets versus Chi-Chi and Coors, no doubt. Dodgers versus Weathers and the San Diego bullpen's interesting. Giants versus the lefty Castano. White Sox versus Pivetta, Toronto versus Minor, Baltimore versus Fulte, Yankees versus Waka, Cincinnati versus Allen. You got Cleveland versus Hoffman in that one. There's a few other ones we mentioned, Philadelphia versus Carmart. That is an outstanding one. So just the ones I have here, and more might pop up again. Philly versus Carmart, Cleveland versus Hoffman, Yankees versus Waka, Baltimore versus Fulte. I think those are my top ones right now, if you're not using Coors Field. Like the Mets versus Chi-Chi is outstanding too. But if you're not using Coors Field, those would be the four I'd be looking at for now. But we've gone longest all year because why? 14 stinking games, and I love it. Absolutely love it. So hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric. Any questions you got, join us in the Fantasy Degens Slack chat. FantasyDegens.com. Fantasy Degens Slack chat. Just need your email. Get you in there. Tons of fun. It's more than just baseball. There's all kinds of chat rooms. Whatever you need, we got you. If you have any questions, like I said, hit me up. If you give a rate and review on the podcast, I'd much appreciate it. MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes. Also, listen to Benched with Bubba if you're into season-long fantasy baseball. Lots of good stuff over there. If you'd like to watch the video, go to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share. All that good stuff for you. But until next time, everybody, good luck on this Friday. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 16th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.